In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, to your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. God wants you to be comforted. He doesn't want you to be worried or anxious or afraid. God wants you to be full of comfort. He wants you to be at peace. But that's not always easy as you live in this sinful world. How can someone living in or around the Gaza Strip be comforted right now as bombs are falling around them every day, military members and fighters are patrolling the streets, and there's a lack of humanitarian aid? How can a parent sitting in the pediatric cancer unit at Children's Mercy be comforted right now as they don't see their child running around and laughing and playing with other kids, but they see their child hooked up to tubes in pain and in suffering? How can you be comforted right now? Your struggles might not be known to the world. They may not make the news. They may not be supported by big charities, but you have struggles, struggles that are very, very real to you. Whether it's loneliness or depression or sickness or disease or an upcoming surgery, whether it's the fear of unknown of what's going to happen in the future, whether you're having an identity crisis and wondering who you are, you have struggles, struggles that are very real, struggles that are difficult to endure. And so is it possible for you to be comforted? Is it possible for anyone in this world to be comforted? For if we are all sinners living in a sinful world with the devil and his demons constantly attacking us in order to drag us and as many people as possible down into the depths of hell, is it possible to ever be filled with comfort? It is. All because God gave us voices. For look at our text from Isaiah chapter 40. Our text starts off with Isaiah talking about the comfort that God wants to give to you. Isaiah talks about how God wants to comfort you by doing three things in those first two verses: ending all your warfare, taking away all your guilt, and giving you double blessings. Now, only the Messiah Jesus can do those things. Only the Messiah Jesus can end all warfare by winning a great victory for you over sin, death, and the devil. Only the Messiah Jesus can take away all your guilt by winning for you the full and free forgiveness of sins. Only the Messiah Jesus can give you double blessings. Blessings that don't just last for the 60, 70, 80 years that you are here on this earth, but blessings that really will last forever and ever without end. Yes, only the Messiah Jesus can give you and others in this world real comfort. No matter what you are enduring, no matter what struggles you face, the Messiah can give you real comfort because he has already won a great victory. He has already forgiven all your sins. He has already given to you double blessings, blessings that you will enjoy for all eternity. Yes, the Messiah is the one who gives you great comfort. And since the Messiah Jesus is the one who can bring this great comfort, what does God do for you? Well, God gives you voices. Voices that call out to you in this wilderness of a world. Voices that make you ready for the coming of the Messiah so that when the Messiah does come, he is the one who can give you comfort. And if that's what the Lord God does, if he works through those voices, well, then who are the voices? Well, first and foremost, this voice that's prophesied about in Isaiah, this voice that's going to cry out in the wilderness and prepare the way for the Lord, that voice is undoubtedly John the Baptizer. St. Mark made that clear in our gospel lesson, right? Because after he quoted that verse from Isaiah that talked about the voice going out into the wilderness, St. Mark said, well, John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Yes, John was undoubtedly a voice sent by God. For John was to prepare the way for the Lord. John was to lower the mountains of pride in people's hearts and raise them up from the valleys of despair. John was to make all their rugged places smooth. John was to drive them to repentance through the preaching of the word. And by doing these things, John made people ready for when Jesus came into this world, so that when Jesus came, they could be comforted by him. Yes, John was undoubtedly a voice. He was not the Messiah. He was not the one who ended the warfare, the one who could take away all guilt, the one who can give out double blessings. That was not John. He's not the Messiah. He made that clear at the end of our gospel lesson when he said, "One more powerful than I is coming soon. Wait for him. He's going to do even more amazing things." No, John was not the Messiah. He was simply a voice that got people ready for the Messiah so that the Messiah could give them comfort. That was John's job. But as we sit here in the year 2023, so what? Why should you care about John's job? John's not a voice today. Do you remember what happened to him? He was beheaded by King Herod. And since he's not the Messiah, he didn't raise himself from the dead, but his body is still buried in a ground someplace, awaiting the resurrection of all flesh on the last day. John is dead. He can't be the voice today. And so is it even worth it for us to study this text from Isaiah chapter 40? Because if John was the fulfillment of this text, if John was the voice that was preaching out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, and if John is now dead, no longer alive, well then are these verses from Isaiah 40, are they still relevant for us today? They are. Because here's an important truth. John, he wasn't the only voice. But God still sends out voices today. Voices to you in this wilderness of the world. Voices that prepare you for the coming of the Messiah so that you can be comforted when he returns in all his glory on the last day. Yes, God still sends out voices today. Where? Well, just think of all the people who have spoken the word of God to you during your life. I'm assuming that so many people have spoken the word of God to you in your life that you can't even remember them all. Maybe it started with your mother who is holding you in her arms singing, "Jesus loves me," or "I am Jesus' little lamb," trying to calm you down when you were fussing. Maybe it continued when a spouse took you by the hand and looked you in the eye and repeated a promise of God to you and told you everything was going to be okay when you were going through a rough time. Probably involves some friends. So many friends that you can't even count them all. Friends who have spoken the word of God to you. Friends who have sent you a card in the mail wishing you well. You see, whether these voices were giving you a law gospel presentation or encouraging you when you were down or comforting you when you were struggling, these voices were simply voices sent by God to comfort you, to prepare you for the coming of the Messiah. And we haven't even mentioned the most obvious way that God sends out voices today, and that's through the Holy Ministry. For isn't it amazing that wherever you have gone, wherever you have traveled, you have probably been able to hear a pastor preach? These pastors are probably all very, very different. They have different personalities, different styles, different strengths, different weaknesses, and yet any pastor you have ever had has been the exact same. You see, they're simply a voice sent by God to proclaim his holy word. For whether it's preaching a sermon, teaching a class, visiting you, comforting you, a pastor is simply a voice sent by God, a voice who points to the Messiah and says, "There's the place where you can find all comfort. The pastor can't bring comfort in and of himself, just like John couldn't bring comfort in and of himself. It's why in the end, it doesn't really matter who your pastor is. What matters is that you have someone who is a voice, someone who can prepare you for the coming of the Messiah. And since that's what really matters, that you have a voice, you can be certain of this, that even during this time in our synod where there is a shortage of pastors, you guys know that, even when during this time when pastors are regularly receiving calls or serving vacancies and traveling all around, even during this time, you can be certain that God will always provide you with a voice, with someone who will speak the word of God to you, with someone who will prepare you for the coming of the Messiah Jesus so that he can comfort you. For God knows that you need to be prepared for his coming. He knows that he needs to lower down your pride in your heart and raise you up from despair. He knows that he needs to make all the uneven places in your life smooth. He knows you need to be driven to repentance through his word. So he gives you voices, voices that point you to the Messiah so that he can end all your warfare, so that he can take away all your guilt, so that he can give to you blessings that really will last for all eternity. And since God has done that for you, since he has always sent you voices to point you to the Messiah, here's one last great, amazing truth as we talk about this prophecy of the voice from Isaiah. And that is, you now get to be the voice as well. You see, God's given you a mouth. He's given you the ability to communicate. And he didn't just give you the ability to communicate so that you can talk about what's wrong with the Chiefs offense and whether or not they're going to turn it around. Instead, he gave you the ability to communicate so that you can be a voice to other people, so that you can point them to the Messiah, to the comfort that the Messiah alone can bring. And it doesn't matter if you think you're really good at communication or if you struggle at communication, God will still use you. He will still use you as a voice so that through your words, he can come to the other people and he can take away their guilt and end all their warfare and give them blessings that will last for all eternity. God uses you to be a voice in this world. What a privilege. For as Isaiah said, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. And since the word of our God will endure forever, that means no matter what time you are living on this earth, there will always be voices. Voices to proclaim that word of God. Voices that will prepare people for the coming of the Lord. That was John's job. It was to be a voice. It's the job of the holy ministry. It's to be a voice. It's a privilege you have as well, to be a voice. And rest assured that the Lord will continue to work through these voices so that you and many others can be comforted, knowing that your warfare really is over, your guilt really is paid for, and you have received double blessings, blessings that really will last for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we confess the one true faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed as is printed in the bulletin.